have been excited to record this video for you guys because this is one of my favorite interventions. And that's probably something only a BCBA or special ed teacher would say. So what we're gonna talk about now is differential reinforcement of other behaviors. In the ABA world, it's known as a DRO. This is a strategy that I think has a lot of bang for its buck, and you can utilize it with a lot of different types of behaviors. You can use it with attention-seeking behaviors, sensory behaviors, escape, whatever, multiply controlled behaviors. And it can be really effective. I think it's easy to teach staff how to do this because it's very structured, and I've had a lot of success with behaviors that maybe I had a hard time really implementing the starve it and replace it. We're still doing the starve it and replace it, but I can't starve it as much as I want because it's multiply controlled, or because maybe it's an attention seeking behavior where I just can't get rid of as much attention as I want, or that escape behavior where I can't get rid of as much of the escape lure as I'd like. So it works for those behaviors where you feel like you really can't starve it as much as you want, or those behaviors that have multiple functions. So let's jump in. As I said, a DRO stands for differential reinforcement of other behaviors. This is a time-based intervention where you give reinforcement after a certain time interval when the problem behavior does not occur. So you set a specific time, and as the time is done, if the negative behavior didn't happen, you give something really awesome. The key here is to provide some really high-powered reinforcement. So how this would look, if a student is engaging in hand biting and arm biting, you would set a specific time interval, let's say 45 seconds. When 45 seconds is done, if the child has not engaged in any biting during that 45 second interval, then they would get a reinforcer. They would get a piece of candy, they would get time on an iPad, something that is especially reinforcing after that interval is done. So how this works. First, you set a specific time interval, which we'll talk about in a minute how to do that. At the end of the interval, if the student has not done the inappropriate behavior, they earn a reinforcer. You can use a visual timer, a regular timer. You can keep the student in the loop on that if that's appropriate, or you can just be watching the timer. So the key with a DRO is that you are selecting a time length that is achievable. Set them up for success. If you select a time length that is too long and just too hard for them to do, then they're never gonna get reinforcement. They're never gonna get that buy-in. Remember that sketchy ad I keep talking about? We're gonna be like that sketchy ad again. So the key here is utilizing your baseline data to pick an interval length that's doable for this child. So if a behavior is happening roughly every 5 minutes, then your first interval should be every 3 minutes. We know that's something that they can easily achieve and they can be contacting that reinforcement on a regular basis. Yes, 3 minutes is a short time interval. 45 seconds that I just mentioned is a short time interval. This strategy can be hard to implement at the start, but that's not where we're gonna stay. So as we have success, we're gonna gradually increase the time length over time. So you can slowly go from 45 seconds to 1 minute, to 2 minutes, to 3 minutes. Yes, this can be a time-consuming process because you do want to do it gradually. People ask me a lot, well, how do I know when to increase the time intervals? The data will tell you. And if you're going too quickly, you can always go back. I recommend if you have a student with very high frequency behaviors and your time interval to get started is something very small, something under a minute, do not try to do this all day because you will lose your mind. Do this for a specific time period. Trial this during an hour every morning or half an hour every afternoon during a specific time so you can start to see success and get buy-in before you lengthen it over the whole day. We likely just don't have the manpower to implement something on that short of a time interval right away. You can also add in an alternative where you, if the student engages in the behavior during the time interval, you restart the timer. So if you had a 20-minute timer going and in the middle of that 20-minute timer, Johnny swore. And Johnny's negative behavior that we're targeting for decrease here is swearing. So even though he's got 10 minutes left, we're gonna restart the timer back to 20 minutes. That can be really helpful to add in later once the student really has buy-in and gets this. Adding in this response cost, so there's a cost for your response, can be aversive and can be really effective at continuing to decrease the behavior. So let's go through a few quick examples. So our first one is Angela. Angela spends a lot of time dropping out of her seat and laying on the floor. Staff initially thought it was for attention, so they ignored her dropping, but the hate behavior is increased. So this could be one of those scenarios where even though they're starving it and they're ignoring the dropping, there could be an escape component as well. Maybe they're not really removing as much attention as they'd like. So we want to add in the DRO here. So Angela's dropping happens about 2 to 3 times every 15-minute center. So staff starts the DRO at a time interval of 4 minutes, something that's achievable, right? They set a visual timer. They cue her in on this. If she goes 4 minutes without dropping, she gets a break and a frozen sticker. So we're going to kind of tap into the fact that we're thinking this also could have an escape component, and we're giving her a highly preferred item of the frozen sticker. Our next example is Steven. Teachers call Steven, quote unquote, spacey. He often daydreams or stares out the window. When he does, teachers remind him to get back on task. His teachers say his off-task behavior happens every few minutes during group work. So this could be an attention-maintained behavior that maybe teachers are still giving attention for, right? Or they're not really adding that starve it component in as well as they could. So Steven's teachers define what spacey looks like and clearly define this behavior with Steven. During group work, every minute that goes by that he does not engage in these behaviors, he gets a point. Once he gets 10 points, he can exchange them for a choice of 3 highly preferred items. I love incorporating a token economy with a DRO, especially as we start to fade. This is a great way to not have to give that reinforcer every time, but to still be working towards those big high ticket items. So this is a great example of that. And our last example, Paula. When a teacher asks Paula to do something, she engages in verbal aggression, swearing or threats. This happens during period 3 and period 8, usually around 5 times each period. Paula and her teachers create a behavior contract with a DRO embedded. We'll be talking about more on behavior contracts in the next module, guys. Paula sets a timer on her phone, and every 10 minutes it goes off. If she hasn't done any swearing or verbal aggression, she checks on the time interval data sheet in her binder. Her teacher reviews the checks with her after period 3 and period 8 to see how she's done. So this DRO is incorporated within a behavior contract, and we're also adding a self-monitoring component. I love when kids can self-monitor and implement this strategy on their own. It can be so powerful. So when you are approaching behavior change, we are still implementing that starve and replacement framework, but adding in a DRO could be really helpful. And as I mentioned, I love throwing this into a behavior contract or a behavior contingency map to make sure that the child really understands the whole process as well.